The Fruits of Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, this has been an interesting year for fruits. We had an exceptionally mild winter. We fared much better than a lot of our neighbors south of us.
When all the totals come in this year for the various fruit crops grown in Tennessee, there won't necessarily be any records to speak of, but it will be a good year, considering all the weather challenges. University of Tennessee fruit specialist Dr. Dave Lockwood says more and more folks are turning to their backyards to raise fruit, and they're doing fairly well.
It's really more important than the numbers show, because our commercial production is not necessarily that big, but the home production of fruits is increasing all the time. And so it's becoming a much more important part of the home landscape and the home diet itself.
Dr. Lockwood says we have continued growth in the grape wine industry, and more folks are getting interested in raising blueberries and blackberries because of the lower input cost compared to the tree fruits. But as for apples and peaches?
The long-term outlook for the tree fruits is getting better all the time, too, because of new varieties, new rootstocks, and new cultural practices.
Research and development at UT and other universities is only improving the chance that many of us can become successful at raising our own fruit right in our own backyards.
We're always looking for varieties that are going to be a little later to bloom, that are a little bit more tolerant of some of the more common insect and disease problems, and also development of new varieties that are kind of unique. In fact, we've got an apple called Hardy Cumberland that was released at the University of Tennessee back in the 90s that was evaluated primarily in Tennessee and shows that it can grow and be very unique for our area.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.